Section 4. Greek Achievements.
If you were there. Everyone in Athens has been talking about a philosopher and teacher named Socrates, so you decide to go and see him for yourself. You find him sitting under a tree surrounded by his students. Teach me about life, you say. But instead of answering, he asks you, what is life? You struggle to reply. He asks another question. And another. If he's such a great teacher, you wonder, shouldn't he have all the answers? Instead, all he seems to have are questions. What do you think of Socrates?
Building background. Socrates was only one of the brilliant philosophers who lived in Athens in the 400s BC. The city was also home to some of the world's greatest artists and writers. In fact, all over Greece, men and women made great advances in the arts and sciences. Their work inspired people for centuries. The arts. Among the most notable achievements of the ancient Greeks were those they made in the arts. These arts included sculpture, painting, architecture, and writings. Statues and paintings. The ancient Greeks were master artists. Their paintings and statues have been admired for hundreds of years. Examples of these works are still displayed in museums around the world. Greek statues are so admired because the sculptors who made them tried to make them look perfect. They wanted their statues to show how beautiful people could be. To improve their art, these sculptors carefully studied the human body, especially how it looked when it was moving. Then, using what they had learned, they carved stone and marble statues. As a result, many Greek statues look as though they could come to life at any moment. Greek painting is also admired for its realism and detail. For example, Greek artists painted detailed scenes on vases, pots, and other vessels. These vessels often show scenes from myths or athletic competitions. Many of the scenes were created using only two colors, black and red. Sometimes, artists used black glaze to paint scenes on red vases. Other artists covered whole vases with glaze and then scraped parts away to let the red background show through. Greek architecture. If you went to Greece today, you would see the ruins of many ancient buildings. Old columns still hold up parts of broken roofs, and ancient carvings decorate fallen walls. These remains give us an idea of the beauty of ancient Greek buildings. The Greeks took great care in designing their buildings, especially their temples. Rows of tall columns surrounded the temples, making the temples look stately and inspiring. Greek designers were very careful when they measured these columns. They knew that columns standing in a long row often looked as though they curved in the middle. To prevent this optical illusion, they made their columns bulge slightly in the middle. As a result, Greek columns looked perfectly straight. Ancient Greek designers took such care because they wanted their buildings to reflect the greatness of their cities. The most impressive of all ancient Greek buildings was the Parthenon in Athens, pictured below. This temple to Athena was built in the 400s BC on the Athenian Acropolis. It was designed to be magnificent, not only outside, but inside as well. As you can see, the interior was decorated with carvings and columns. New forms of writing. Sculpture, painting, and architecture were not the only Greek art forms. The Greeks also excelled at writing. In fact, Greek writers created many new writing forms, including drama and history. The Greeks created drama, or plays, as part of their religious ceremonies. Actors and singers performed scenes in honor of the gods and heroes. These plays became a popular form of entertainment, especially in Athens. In the 400s BC, Athenian writers created many of the greatest plays of the ancient world. some writers produced tragedies, which described the hardships faced by Greek heroes. Among the best tragedy writers were Aeschylus and Sophocles. For example, Sophocles wrote about a Greek hero who mistakenly killed his own father. Other Greek dramatists focused on comedies, which made fun of people and ideas. One famous comedy writer was Aristophanes. He used his comedy to make serious points about war, courts of law, and famous people. The Greeks were also among the first people to write about history. They were interested in the lessons history could teach. One of the greatest of the Greek historians was Thucydides. He wrote a history of the Peloponnesian War based in part on his experiences as an Athenian soldier. Even though he was from Athens, Thucydides tried to be neutral in his writing. He studied the war and tried to figure out what had caused it. He may have hoped the Greeks could learn from their mistakes and avoid similar wars in the future. Many later historians modeled their works after his. Philosophy. The ancient Greeks worshipped gods and goddesses whose actions explained many of the mysteries of the world. But by around 500 BC, a few people had begun to think about other explanations. We call these people philosophers. They believed in the power of the human mind to think, explain, and understand life. Socrates. Among the greatest of these thinkers was a man named Socrates. He believed that people must never stop looking for knowledge. Socrates was a teacher as well as a thinker. Today, we call his type of teaching the Socratic method. He taught by asking questions. His questions were about human qualities, such as love and courage. He would ask, "What is courage?" When people answered, he challenged their answers with more questions. Socrates wanted to make people think and question their own beliefs. But he made people angry, even frightened. They accused him of questioning the authority of the gods. For these reasons, he was arrested and condemned to death. His friends and students watched him calmly accept his death. He took the poison he was given, drank it, and died. Plato. Plato was a student of Socrates. Like Socrates, he was a teacher as well as a philosopher. Plato created a school, the Academy, to which students, philosophers, and scientists could come to discuss ideas. Although Plato spent much of his time running the Academy, he also wrote many works. The most famous of these works was called The Republic. It describes Plato's idea of an ideal society. This society would be based on justice and fairness to everyone. To ensure this fairness, Plato argued, society should be run by philosophers. He thought that only they could understand what was best for everyone. Aristotle. Perhaps the greatest Greek thinker was Aristotle, Plato's student. He taught that people should live lives of moderation or balance. For example, people should not be greedy, but neither should they give away everything they own. Instead, people should find a balance between these two extremes. Aristotle believed that moderation was based on reason, or clear and ordered thinking. He thought that people should use reason to govern their lives. In other words, people should think about their actions and how they will affect others. Aristotle also made great advances in the field of logic, the process of making inferences. He argued that you could use facts you knew to figure out new facts. For example, if you know that Socrates lives in Athens and that Athens is in Greece, you can conclude that Socrates lives in Greece. Aristotle's ideas about logic helped inspire many later Greek scientists. Science. Aristotle's works inspired many Greek scientists. They began to look closely at the world to see how it worked. Mathematics. Some Greeks spent their lives studying mathematics. One of these people was Euclid. He was interested in geometry, the study of lines, angles, and shapes. In fact, many of the geometry rules we learn in school today come straight from Euclid's writings. Other Greek mathematicians included a geographer who used mathematics to accurately calculate the size of the earth. Years later, in the AD 300s and 400s, a woman named Hypatia taught about mathematics and astronomy. Medicine and engineering. Not all Greek scientists studied numbers. Some studied other areas of science, such as medicine and engineering. Greek doctors studied the human body to understand how it worked. In trying to cure diseases and keep people healthy, Greek doctors made many discoveries. The greatest Greek doctor was Hippocrates. He wanted to figure out what caused diseases so he could better treat them. Hippocrates is better known today, though, for his ideas about how doctors should behave. Greek engineers also made great discoveries. Some of the devices they invented are still used today. For example, farmers in many countries still use water screws to bring water to their fields. This device, which brings water from a lower level to a higher one, was invented by a Greek scientist named Archimedes in the 200s BC. Greek inventors could be playful as well as serious. For example, one inventor created mechanical toys like birds, puppets, and coin-operated machines. Summary and preview. Through their art, philosophy, and science, the Greeks have greatly influenced Western civilization. In the next chapter, you will learn about another group that has helped shape the Western world, the Romans. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions. Before moving on, your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the Social Studies Skills and Standards Review exercises. The Standards Assessment exercise will give you additional practice using what you've learned.